Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Shanghai at Domatex Asia, and I'm with John Wu, co-owner of Novalis. John, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. It's good to talk to you. So I understand you've got some big news. Earlier, you had told us that you were considering an expansion to your big manufacturing facility in Shanghai, and this week you're actually cutting the ribbon on that expansion, right?
Yeah, so this week on Friday, we are doing groundbreaking, and then we're going to do a fast-paced construction project to get to our new manufacturing site. So we're looking to expand our factory by double, essentially. It's going to be pretty big.
So give us the details as far as what will that take it to as far as total area, and then what will you be making in that facility?
Well, we're adding about another 750,000 square feet of space. Uh-huh. Three quarters will be on the roof. We're investing heavily in SPC. We think SPC or a rigid SPC product is really the future of the market. There's a high demand for it. We held back a little bit because of the trade situation, but you know, yeah. When the market grows at this pace, you just can't wait much longer. So we want to secure the business and ensure our customer will have enough capacity to grow with them. So SPC products, everything locking, click together, tiles, LVT planks, so everything like that.
So let me ask you, do you have friends in Washington? You're telling me now that we're okay, that we're not going to get any more tariffs?
I don't have friends in Washington. I know our presidents are meeting, so yeah. You know, if President Xi and President Trump can actually sit down and play a round of golf and, you know, shake hands, then I think the business will be good for everybody.
Yeah, so. And your guess is that 10% tariff will probably stay where it is and there just won't be any additional tariffs?
Agree, yeah. I don't think additional tariff would happen. I think at 10%, depending on how well they negotiate, you could probably stick around for a little bit. It's as much a power game as a trade game, so we'll see. I think the 10% has pretty much been absorbed by the market, so business will continue to grow.
Let's talk a historic perspective for a minute. I've told you a story before. Your father was a medical doctor and decided to come over and start making LVT, one of the first guys to actually see the potential for this, and built one of the first factories actually in China to build LVT, right?
Correct. We're the first factory to actually ship LVT. So it was 1988 when we shipped the first container. And you know, it's not only our first container, it was China's first container. So it's been 30 plus years now, and it's good to see the evolution of LVT, how it went from a simple vinyl peel and stick tile to glue down LVT, to loose lay LVT, to click LVT, to WPC, to SPC.
And potentially NGO after that, huh?
Potentially NGO. I don't know what you can call it LVT anymore once it's that, but there's certainly lots of room to grow.
There is. Your dad, I'm sure, had no idea where this was going to go now. That I don't know if you read recently, some estimates is that the size of the LVT business in the United States is $3 billion, which puts it at the same level or bigger than both ceramic tile and hardwood. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
It's hard to believe, yeah. But I think it's not ending anytime soon. You can see already some tile manufacturer getting into LVT, right? I've always said carpet guys were the last one, and the final group of manufacturer or distributor who's going into LVT is going to be the tile manufacturers and the tile distributors. And sure enough, you know, you have some of the biggest ones, you know, doing LVT now.
So what do you think of the show, second day of the show? And I know you come every year. It's only an hour and a half from your plant. So how's Domatex Asia doing?
Great. I mean, I think this show is probably the most important show, if you ask me right now. Especially this year, you know, where Domotech Hanover and Bows are connected. So this has become the shows to come to. You can see that from the traffic, the activity, the number of people that comes through, European, Americans, big buying groups.
When I came to the show 5 years ago, this was a regional show. I mean, it was a big show, but it was Asia meeting with Asia. And that now I'm seeing this, everybody's here. So it's become the biggest show.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think LVT plays a part in this whole situation as well, because innovations are coming through China right now on LVT, WPC, SPC, MGO boards, as you said.
Right.
And if you want to find the next generation of products, you come to China and look, right? And so this is the meeting point of everything that's flooring related. So like this week, you know, just today, I met people in Mauritius, Middle East, you know, several countries in Latin America. It's only happening here.
All right, John, it's great to catch up with you. Again, been talking to John Wu, co-owner of Novalis in Shanghai at Domatex Asia. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloraDaily.net.